WHDF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Congress looks unlikely to pass a spending bill in time to avert a government shutdown. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tried to introduce a last-ditch deal today to drastically reduce spending and keep the government open another month. That plan was denied by Republicans. Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says the blame falls on McCarthy.
If there is a shutdown, it will be because Speaker McCarthy was unwilling to advance bipartisan legislation.
Senator Baldwin spoke with WISN-TV earlier today. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice says he's not subject to the state's open meetings laws. Terry Bell reports.
David Prosser is the only member of a secret panel convened by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to go public with his appointment. Voss says he's looking for guidance as he considers possibly impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. The liberal group American Oversight is suing, claiming the panel is subject to Wisconsin open meetings laws. Prosser pushed back at a hearing in the lawsuit this morning.
It has to be a governmental body. This is not a governmental body by any stretch of the imagination.
Prosser is also declining to name the other two justices. He says they had lunch once and that's it. The next hearing in the case is set for October 19th. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Republicans on a state Senate committee are voting not to confirm four of Governor Evers' appointees to the Department of Natural Resources Policy Board. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The committee voted along party lines Thursday against Sandra Nass, Jim Vanderbrook, Sharon Adams, and Dylan Jennings. The move could delay a board vote on the agency's contentious wolf management plan. The plan does not include a hard population cap for wolves, something farmers and hunters are demanding. Governor Evers' office is calling the vote, quote, outrageous. Spokesperson Britt Kutabak says the governor's nominees are dedicated and qualified public citizens. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Get off the tracks. That's the message from railroads trying to make tracks safer. Buck Russells is with Union Pacific Railroad, which is helping raise awareness. Russells says the number of people hit by trains has gone up 35% in the last 5 years.
It's not a place to take wedding pictures, graduation pictures, record albums. I mean, they have that nostalgia feeling, the train tracks. You know, they continue on forever into the sunset. But when you get on the train tracks, you're exhibiting those bad behaviors that our little ones are going to pick up on.
This week, the Biden administration awarded nearly $1.5 billion to projects around the country to improve railway safety. Nate Wuggehow, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation awarded a $75,000 grant to the Dove Healthcare Community Foundation to expand the Healthcare Workforce Training Institute Education Center in Chippewa Falls. The funding will be used for another classroom, new televisions and tables, and operational expenses. The program offers an affordable alternative to healthcare training, and the institute also has locations in Eau Claire, Osseo, Bloomer, Rice Lake, and Frederick. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling on the Biden administration to do more to protect borrowers as student loan payments are scheduled to resume in October. In a press release, Attorney General Call said, quote, "The resumption of student loan payments after more than 3 years is going to cause serious challenges. Sufficient protections must be in place to ensure that folks making payments are treated fairly." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers wrap up the regular season this weekend. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs face off tonight at 7:10 at American Family Field. Since Milwaukee has clinched the division, the three-game series this weekend is an opportunity for the younger players to get some playing time. Now, next week, the first playoff game will be Tuesday in Milwaukee when the Brewers host a wild card team to be announced. No word yet on what time the game is. Colin Ray will start tonight, but what about the Brewers' top three pitchers like Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, or Freddy Peralta, Craig Counsell, a short time ago?
Starters for the weekend, we're TBA on Saturday, and then Hauser's going to pitch Sunday.
You plan on getting Woodruff, Peralta?
Woodruff and Peralta are not going to pitch. Woody will throw. We got a bunch of pitchers throwing tomorrow, and he will take part in something pregame tomorrow. And we're just going to skip Freddie here, just get him extra days rest, essentially. And so that's how we'll do it.
Is everything good there, Craig? Is he had that illness too?
No, yeah, everything's fine. We're just trying to freshen him up because hopefully that he has. You know, we're hoping that he's got 5-6 more starts.
NFL, the league announcing today that there will be stiffer penalties and longer suspensions for any players violating the league rules regarding gambling. Last night, the Lions beat the Packers 34-20 on Thursday Night Football. Lions head coach Dan Campbell on all those Detroit fans in the stands at Lambeau wearing Honolulu Blue Lions jerseys.
It's pretty cool. We got a fan base. It's awesome. It's awesome. You feel like there's a little piece of home no matter where you go.
The Packers were without their best defensive back, Jaire Alexander, who's now missed 2 games with a back injury. Matt LaFleur at a press conference this afternoon in Green Bay.
Do you think Jaire is a long-term thing, or was it just he had 2 games in a short amount of time and he just couldn't go for either one?
I sure as heck hope not. They've got a handle on it, I would say. We're not overly concerned long-term, but has anybody ever had a bad back in here? It's a bad deal.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier Oktoberfest happy hour. Dom here at the Buzzard Billy's La Crosse, Wisconsin, Pearl Street. The sing-along has begun.
It is Oktoberfest.
Beer makes me a jolly good fellow. Dom, we've got a fine guest. He has joined us here at the table at the Buzzard Billy's. He is the 3rd Congressional CD Chairman and the La Crosse County CD Chairman, La Crosse County Chairman. He is William Garcia. William, welcome to the Devil's
Advocate. Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you, William.
Yes.
Oktoberfest. We wouldn't miss it for the world.
And we'll do some politics and hanging out while we're here as well. Yeah, yeah.
So this is a new position for you. We know the outgoing chair, Phil Swanhorse, had him on a couple weeks ago.
Chippewa Falls, man. Yep. Phil's a solid cat, man.
And yep. I saw Phil at the Rural Caucus, the Democratic Rural Caucus, last Saturday up in Plover. But... So how's it been so far?
It's been busy, but very rewarding. When Derek Van Orden really got elected, I kind of vowed to myself that I was going to do everything humanly possible make him a one-term representative. And so we've been working really hard, and we've got a long way to go. It is not going to be an easy race, but I do really feel like we're going to be victorious. We've got a bunch of wonderful candidates that are running in the primary, and I think we're going to decide who's the best to go up against Van Orden, and we're going to really hit him hard.
William, help me describe this 3rd CD. So geographically, it's a lot of western Wisconsin. It's a lot of river counties.
Yep.
You describe it, sir, please.
So it's just as you said, it's a lot of river counties and then one weirdly drawn arm that sticks into central Wisconsin so that they can gerrymander Stevens Point into the mix and get those votes out of the 7th. Because Tom Tiffany needed those votes out in order to win that race. And so we've got that one little arm. But no, really, it's a wonderful mix of we've got a huge rural community and then a couple of hubs like La Crosse and Eau Claire that really serve as the kind of educational center, health center. We've got, you know, Gunderson and Mayo Clinic positioned here that covers the entire kind of congressional district. And so, but it's a it's a beautiful district. It really operates on the agriculture and then also the recreational economy that we have here. People coming to see the beautiful coulees, to hang out on the Mississippi. So it's just it's a great place to live. And so I hope everyone comes to Oktoberfest.
Beautiful geography here as well. It's the unglaciated region, much of the third. What are the unique challenges of the third in terms of winning a political race? What makes it harder? What is your challenge, William, to get over the hump and win back this CD?
One of the big challenges is how large the district is. It's very, very large. We operate in about three different media markets, and there are people who live in La Crosse don't fully understand like what's happening in a super small town, an hour north of us, and the town an hour north of us don't super understand what's happening here in La Crosse. And so a big part of the challenge is enabling the communication to talk to both sides and say, how are we sharing ideas? What are we doing? One of the things I like to talk about is like healthcare. A lot of rural counties are very, very red. And those Republican officials are constantly cutting healthcare and saying the free market is better. But rural healthcare centers are closing all over the place. More and more. I've got places in my CD where a woman has to drive an hour and a half in order to have a baby.
Wow.
Because there's not an OBGYN closer than that. And the reason for that is we're not expanding Medicare, so we're not taking the free money that the federal government's offering us. And these centers are closing because they don't have access to that money. And so if we can just have a stronger dialogue and talk about, hey, we're interested in healthcare, you're interested in healthcare, the Republican position's not working because that's the position we have, let's look at an alternative because we're gonna do better there.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, beautiful God's country. We've got the third congressional CD chairman. He is William Garcia. He joins us here at Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street in La Crosse. Well, William, this is a gorgeous part of the state, and the economy, at least here in La Crosse, and we were in Chippewa and Eau Claire recently. I'm going back there on the 9th. There are parts of this district that seemingly are thriving economically.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's shared? Because we hear a lot of talk about the inflation rates and how it's been difficult for the consumers to make ends meet. What when you're out there, you're talking to the Dems and people are telling you, be it rural or let's call them suburban La Crosse,
right,
Eau Claire Dems, are you hearing different messages from these different groups?
Well, you know, and I think that's the thing, is I'm not hearing different messages. Here's what I'm hearing all the time. We can't afford our child care. People in La Crosse can't get child care. People in, you know, small town Wisconsin, we can't get child care. There are child care deserts all over the place. So I'm hearing about that. We already talked about health care. I'm hearing about that. We're hearing about how expensive it is to get food, 100%. And that's why things like keeping SNAP programs up and operational instead of shutting down the government that's just going to, deny food to kids. And not only is it going to deny food to kids, but at the other end of the supply chain, when we cut down SNAP, SNAP stops buying food from Wisconsin farmers. So it's going to hurt our Wisconsin farmers at the purchase end, and it's going to keep Wisconsin children from eating. So economically, that's another thing where really, when you get down to it, when you kind of cut through the kind of red versus blue animosity, we're all worried about the exact same things. And that's why I'm trying so hard to talk to people and say, hey, we don't need to treat ourselves like we're divided. Let's talk about the ways that we're united. And the more we do that, the more we figure out that we are about the same.
William Garcia, I bet you I have Republican friends that would stand out there and give me an I love you, man, looking at the big six-pack. The old-style six-pack has returned. I feel like my youth has been returned to me.
William, you talk about the communication. What about engagement? I mean, obviously that's the big thing, getting turnout, you know, people stepping up to run for office. Obviously there's a bunch of folks that are deciding to do that now.
Yep.
Against Van Norden for the third CD. But the activists and those that are involved, how do you plan to engage and how do you keep them engaged?
So one of the big things I'm trying to do is build a kind of communication system among our activists so that we have the kind of same ideas of what we're doing, the same talking points. And so I've been instituting things like a weekly like newsletter that comes from the CD so that it goes out to everyone in the CD so that hopefully people are like getting the same information and then enacting the same kind of plans and policies to go out and talk to people. We're really trying to invest in door knocking in rural areas. That's the thing. We're pretty good at door knocking here in La Crosse, and we're pretty good at door knocking in Eau Claire. But
yeah, the doors are close to each other.
The doors are close to each other. But what we really want to do and what we're working hard at is investing in canvassing that goes out to rural areas, people where we got to drive just to get down their driveway.
Yep.
And knocking on their doors so that we can have these conversations. And I think that's a lot of where our kind of focus and finances are going to be going in 2024.
What about yard signs?
Oh, everyone loves the yards. Oh, it's terrible. So, yes, I am already getting yelled at for not having yard signs for Biden. And I'm like, come on, guys. We've got a while yet. Let's go one step at a time. It'll be okay.
And I joke, but why do you think yard signs are important? Why do you think people think
yard signs are important? Because we are a more rural area, and a lot of us drive a long way to get from one place to another. It's refreshing, and it's a nice incentive when you see a sign for your candidate. And especially in some of the rural areas where we do have farmers that are, you know, have, you know, these big, you know, Trump 2020 signs still out.
2016. They haven't taken them down. 2016
right.
signs,
they haven't taken them down, but they haven't put up 2024, which is weird. I don't know how to feel about that. but they've got these signs. And so you want to feel like when you're driving through these areas that we are making a presence, that we've got a presence there. And we really do. It maybe is not as quite as garish or loud, but we're definitely there. We're definitely talking, and we're definitely going to win that race, I think.
William, we would like to think we're doing our part here at Civic Media.
Absolutely.
Strategically, let's just say there might be 5 news talk stations here in the 5th CD that didn't exist or were not programmed as such the last time Derek Van Orden was on.
Right.
Was on the ballot. And I truly feel like if this man is held accountable for his record,
right,
he's not going to win re-election.
And I think that's one of the most important things is DVO did not have a record when he ran 2 years ago. He had never held public office. He hid from the media. He didn't have a debate. So, like, he did everything possible to actually clamp down on what he actually believed. He ran on, I was in the military, I like farmers. That was his entire campaign, and he didn't have to prove anything, and he didn't have to back up anything. But now he's going to have to come back to the CD and say, hey, yes, I voted against funding to protect Ukraine because I'm fine with Putin running over Ukraine. And he's going to have to come back and say, yes, I told you I was pro-life, but then I got caught on tape saying that maybe we should have a 15-month ban, maybe that would be okay, and then all of his own voters are mad at him. He has to come back and explain why he didn't vote for a term limit like he promised people he would do. There's a huge billboard at the south of town, basically from a conservative group yelling at him for flip-flopping on that topic. So he's got to come back and defend this record, and it's a terrible record.
William Garcia, he is the 3rd congressional CD chairman. William, success depends on volunteers and money.
Absolutely.
If people want to get involved in your CD here in the 3rd, how can they do so?
Here's the thing. The main thing you can do, and it is so important, is please, please, please join your local county party. You can Google. You can actually go to thirdcdwithstems.com. It's got all of the county parties in the district, and you could go there and find out. But it's only $25 a year. It's $10 a year if you are strapped for cash in any way. But joining that, one, some people join it as a donation, and that's great. And some people join, and they're like, we're going to be involved in either one.
William Garcia, thank you so much for joining us here. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, live on the road, La Crosse, God's country.
Thanks, William.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and storms tonight, mostly cloudy, warmer in mid-60s tonight. Lingering rain tomorrow morning, then some sun and warmer for the afternoon, high mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s for Sunday, and staying warm on Monday, sunny near 80 and a little breezy. Right now it's 73.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Buzzard Billy's on Pearl and 3rd Street, back to where it all began. You can join us on the lines. It is Friday. We have the phones up. We air grievances, or if you got something fun to say, you can hit us up at 844-967-2789.
I want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, William Garcia. He is the 3rd District CD Chairman. Also, if I didn't acknowledge him, thank you, State Senator Brad Papp from here in La Crosse. Dad, we are Oktoberfesting in La Crosse. We got some real old friends like Lar back there. We saw some relatively new friends like William Garcia. We'll keep in touch with him. I suspect we'll cross paths a lot, because I plan on spending a lot of time in the 3rd CD this year, Dom.
We need to, man. We cannot have that guy be congressman from this area again.
And a little bird told me, go up on campus. The beautiful weather has brought out the campus. They are partying in La Crosse today, Dom.
It's been a while, Michael, but I do recall.
I think we may have to get our own kegger and just sit on the corner and just give them up for free. Dom.
$3 a cup, man. Come on.
Oh, I think we just give them up for free. You know, goodwill offered to all our friends
here
in God's country, listening on the Eagle, 1490 AM, soaring high above your radio dial, WLCX. And, Dom, at some point, we're going to party in this new facility we got over here on 4th and Cass, kind of right downtown, the old bus depot in town.
Nice, man.
Strategically located in case you got to crawl home from the bars.
Well, I'll put a sign on the side of that thing. We have lots of people checking us out just past the big six-pack.
We're not sleeping there tonight, though.
No.
I thought about it. It might be cheaper because, you know, they are sort of surge pricing here on the hotels tonight.
Yeah, it is a busy, busy town tonight.
844-967-2789. Here's the great news. We go partying, you can come with on the radio. And you can always join us, your political grievances on a Friday. Welcome. Let's go to the phones, Dom. Who's first?
Jerry from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Jerry. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
How you doing, Jerry?
Hi, I'm from Madison. My name's Jerry.
Jerry from Madison, yes. Welcome.
Yeah, I didn't see you guys while you guys were down here. I went to school in La Crosse for a year. With Sloopy's Bar, was that right across the street from Buzzard's there?
Sloopy's.
It used to be like Kokomo Joe's, and you know,
it was right across. Now they moved out on Conklin, I think. I know when I come to see my cousin there, and I stop at Sloopy's. That started in '69, And wow. I think they moved further out. But right on 3rd Street, is Buzzard the same as 3rd and Pearl? Is that all this? I don't
yep,
know.
Yep, exactly. Hey, we're on Pearl Street. We can see 3rd Street. Yep.
I could see yesterday's bar out the window. And the location of the old casino bar, though I understand they had a little fire trouble up there or something. There may not be a casino bar upstairs anymore with offering lousy service.
Yeah, I get there every 3-4 months to see my cousin. But, yeah, right across, I think it's a craft store now. But, hey, you know, that guy up there, that 3rd District guy, he's an awful person. But he did – I remember Grossman, they hid him, too. They told him not to say anything, too, and he wanted to. The same idea was just hide them away, don't have them say a damn thing, and they win. So that's how it works. So they tell them to shut up, and they win in these Republican districts. But anyway, you guys have a good time up there, all right?
Jerry, I assure you, a good time will be had by most.
By most. Thank you for the call. And As William mentioned, when Derek Van Orden ran, he did not have a record. He ducked, as you brought up.
Well, he had a criminal record of sorts, did he not?
He ducked the debates. He wouldn't engage. And, of course, that's because he's cowardly. You know, this is a guy who yells at children. So I don't give a damn what his record is. He does not have the temperament to serve. And I'm hoping, Crudy, to God, that there will be some pushback, some more engagement, some folks that will realize, hell, even if you believe in some conservative ideals, is this the guy you want representing you? I'd say the same thing about Trump.
If you'll recall, Dom, I stayed at the more budget-friendly La Quinta in Glendale last night. I considered going uptown to the Pfister. Would have been something of a drive. I didn't need that last night. But the last time I stayed at the Pfister, I ran into a Derek Van Orden supportive donor from Coral Gables, Florida, apparently had some Wisconsin roots.
Who looked like him.
And was the spitting image and even had the false little congressional wannabe lapel pin.
The doppelganger.
Had a nice suit on. Nearly got his ass kicked in that suit that night. I had to trash talk him a bit. And my major contention, your boy's a coward. Your boy didn't debate. He's
nope.
not some courageous
nope.
former Navy SEAL
nope.
standing up proudly. He's cowering. He's afraid. Derek Van Orden, if you can hear my voice, 844-967-2789. I ask you, sir, why are you a coward?
Nick from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, I know I teased you with when I said I agreed with you 100%. One time, yes, I do, and I disagree with you completely, Dom, when you were talking about the dress code in the Senate.
The dress code, yes.
Dom respects no man or dress code.
And what is it? Hang on, Nick. So let me ask you that. What is it about a dress code that makes the Senate worthy?
Ask the man wearing flip flops in public.
What I think is that, the Senate is bigger and older and more important than any one person. And Crew, you brought up good points. When you show up to a funeral.
Well, you don't show up to a funeral in flip-flops. I hope not, for Christ's sake.
Come on, you guys. You better show up to my funeral in flip-flops.
I'm showing up in Lederhosen in Oktoberfest gear.
You guys are so uptight, man. Get your powdered wigs and your robes and your wooden shoes and then tell me all about it.
You better leave $100 in your estate for a kegger. Come back with us. It's always a kegger when we're Oktoberfested in La Crosse. Come back live at Buzzard Billy's. Join us on phones, 844-96-PARTY.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. House Republicans are in a meeting room in the basement of the U.S. Capitol at this hour, trying to agree on funding the government. White House Budget Director Shalonda Young says they should at least approve a temporary budget bill.
This is not hard. It is not meant to come back and negotiate and redo things we just agreed to do 3 months ago. It is to keep the government open.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein died today at age 90, a day after she voted on the Senate floor, says CBS's Erica Brown.
Her career was, by any standards, historic.
Feinstein died at her home here in Washington, where flags are at half staff in salute to a political pioneer.
Heavy rain has been falling on parts of the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. New York City could get 10 inches, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The heaviest rain now on to Long Island, but you're going to start to see things pinwheel back as the afternoon and evening goes on.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment for environmental review of the City of Eau Claire Safe Drinking Water Loan Program project. The City of Eau Claire is an applicant for funding through the program to improve its public drinking water system. The project includes PFAS treatment at the water treatment plant in the city. The DNR is accepting public comments until October 13th. A Dane County Circuit Court judge has ruled that Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's panel to investigate impeachment proceedings against newly elected State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz will not be required to meet in public yet. Judge Frank Remington declined to issue an order to require the panel to meet in public, arguing the Dane County District Attorney's Office needed more time under state law to review the matter. Only former Justice David Prosser is known to be on the panel, with the other members remaining secret. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Down we find ourselves Oktoberfesting once again, this time at the original, and I don't mean Munich, Germany. I mean La Crosse. We're up here in God's country. We're on Pearl Street. We're partying at Buzzard Billy's. More fine people have shown up. Friends of Data. They introduce themselves. Jeff's here. Lars here. You could be here. Buy you a cold beer. We're going to be partying all night long here in La Crosse, man. We got a room. I got nowhere to go and all night to get there, Dom.
Oh, lots of people to meet, lots of people to talk to, changing some minds, changing hearts and minds. one party at a time. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the phones. It's Friday. We aired the Grievances Pizza Box. Mike, you will be next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
What's up, Michael?
Hold on. Let me get on speaker here. So, you know, you kind of got me with this decorum in the Senate and the Congress. You know, you guys know how I feel about decorum, especially.
Decorum is your middle name, Pizza Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to this. So it's okay to be, you know, destroy people's lives and ruin the planet because you're all wearing a suit.
Right. Thank you. My point exactly.
Jesus wore rags, man. Got more done than these clowns all put together. Come on.
I believe you wore flip-flops too, Mike.
Sandals. He wore sandals before. Sandals were cool, man.
They're not cool, Mike. They're not cool. No offense to you, Jesus, but they're not cool.
But, Mike, I mean, come on. How is this? Why is this a priority? You know what I'm saying? The government's literally shutting down. And my understanding is the Senate has unanimously voted to update, solidify, whatever, codify their dress code. Fetterman apparently signed off on it, whatever. I still hold my position. I don't give a damn what somebody wears. What matters is who they are, how they are, how do they communicate, what's their personality, what are their motivations, what are their acts. Those things matter. You know, you know what I see in courtrooms a lot of times, defendants who are found guilty. You know what they're doing? They're wearing suits, just like the lawyers are. So that does not matter to me, Mike. Your final thought.
Well, issues matter to me, too, and that's why I've booked Peter Burke of the Conservation Congress to come on my show tonight and talk about the PFAS bill they're trying to pass through the assembly. And, oh, apparently there might be a couple Republicans that think clean water matters.
Yeah, they might. There might be a few Republicans that don't want to die drinking the water. Absolutely. These things are pretty basic, Mike. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Don't drink the water. There's PFAS.
Tune in to Pizza Box, Mike. What time is he on? What time is the Pizza Box,
Mike? Pizza Box, Mike, comes on at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. All right, 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, you will be next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
I'm just curious. First off, I love to hear you guys partying like that. That's all Wisconsin. I love that.
Hey, we're making friends right now on the radio. We got people curious listening in, making new friends here at the Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse.
You're in my old stomping grounds now in that area of the state.
Yeah, Duran boy, right? Anyway, you lived up the highway just a bit.
Exactly.
So what's on your mind, you leftist?
Well, we the people ultimately are the government, or we the people means government, and we must never forget that. I think what these guys ought to do is be wearing pit crew type of attire, and whoever it is that they're actually
you mean in the Senate?
By, what donor?
Yep. Sponsored by.
And, whatever donor it is that owns them, let the people know. Let the people see that American for Prosperity little logo and that Coke uniform and whatever other, whether it's on the...
All right, Tom, and I love the idea, and I've seen some good memes about that, and some people would have a whole lot of patches on their suit. But wouldn't everybody have something on their suit, Tom? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think the one that they might have, though, is the one that says, we the people. That's the one I really would like to see them have, because... Yeah. They don't seem to, especially on the right side of the aisle, they don't seem to do anything that the people want. 70% of the people want gun safety. 70% of the people want, you know, health care for all. It's always that 30% that always votes against their best interest.
But they're not voting against the interest of their donors, Tom. If the pharmaceutical industry is giving you lots of money, and this goes to both sides of the aisle, Tom, who's getting who? But if the pharmaceutical industry is paying, let's say, Joe Manchin, he's not looking to expand the health care options to the common man or woman, not at the taxpayer expense, right? Because his dollars, his bread's being buttered by somebody else, man. He should have that patch right on his jersey.
And that's where we get back to the whole idea that the Democrats are the only party that have actually fought to put in campaign finance laws like H.R. 1 that the Republicans block, like Citizens United, which the conservative Supreme Court brought to us 20 years ago, and has ruined our whole democracy, as far as I'm concerned, and made us into an oligarchy. So people that are listening, please remember, get money out of politics. That's the whole thing,
Tom. Sorry about that. Sorry to
That's
cut you short.
That's the whole enchilada.
Well, it is, man. I mean, it truly is.
I don't know if you know, but Lara was showing you the whole enchilada behind your back there.
Lara got
I've got photo evidence. That's not a that's a whole case.
844-967-2789. Thank you for the call, Tom. Let's keep going. Bill from Grant County, you are up. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Bill, you're on the radio.
Check one, check two. Let's keep going. Bill, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let's see going on here. I think maybe it ain't Bill.
Maybe it's you, Dom. Maybe you broke something. What are you doing breaking the machinery? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We are live on the road having a good time, making friends, drinking cold ones here at the Buzzard Billy's, Pearl Street, La Crosse, Wisconsin, the Fall in Love Tour, Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Dom, it continues. You know, I'm going to be back in the third CD. I'm going to Eau Claire on October 9th. I'm not dragging you to that one, but there will be other trips around the state. There will be more forays. If we haven't been to your hometown yet, give us a call. Let us know when you're coming to party with us.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. And I think we heard it from our guests, both State Senator Brad Paff, third CD Democratic Party Chairman William Garcia. You got to show up, man. It's one thing just to talk about, but you got to show up. You got to smell the air, man. You got to walk in the grass. You got to feel the earth. You got to be with the folks and understanding truly, because we're not talking at people, man. We're talking with people. 844-967-2789.
I appreciate this newfound. Let's go out and talk amongst the people. You know how many times for the rest of the audience that are unfamiliar, Dom is a bit of a always know. So the fact that you've been out partying with the people means I've had to expend a lot of energy dragging your ass around this state.
I've said yes because this is important. We finally have the Civic Media Network here. We
that
have
is a bit
places
of a-
to go. We got things to do. We got people to see. You know, we come to the towns. We talk to the local politicians. We talk to the activists. We talk to the party folks. Talk to regular folks. Talk to the servers and the folks at the bar. Go to October. I mean, come on. That's exactly what it's all about. That's exactly what it's about. And we do it Wisconsin style, man. We do it to have a good time, but there's also a point to it, man. Open up lines of communication. You know what? No BS for anybody, man. That's the way it is.
No malarkey, sir.
No malarkey.
Just Cajun at the Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street. I'm going to find out for sure in just a bit. Join us, 844-967-2789. All the partying people walking around Pearl Street. Is this road closed, or people just walk down the middle of the street all the time?
Mark from the SAC, you are next. Happy Friday, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Maybe I should send Fetterman my Tasmanian devil tie. Then he can wear that and feel a little bit more rebellious. This, yeah, Todd Sawyer will wear that.
I have a Tasmanian devil tie.
Of course.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I also have a Krusty the Clown tie, but it's been a while. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that Prosser is saying, well, we're not really anything official. We're just kind of unofficial star chamber kind of deal thing. And the whole thing of it is it's just another Republican clown car here with all the clones cut from Stephen King's It, you know, with the fangs ready to devour the children. I mean, this is ridiculous. Guess what? We're not really official. When Voss made a point of announcing he hired this panel of
a panel. So, he literally said the word panel, you know.
Panel of Solons to advise him on what he should do here. And it is just ridiculous. I mean, that just another, you know, if the people would wake up, they'd just see what a horror show this actually is.
Well, they got to, you know, waking up certainly is part of it. Paying attention. It takes time and energy, man. It is... It's not easy, Mark. You know, so this is what we do. This is what we love. Some folks aren't into it. You know, it's a pain. How many people don't even engage, right? Don't vote. And I was one of those folks for a long time. Vote here and there if I got time. I try to keep my head down, do my thing. You know, none of that will affect me. Well, yeah, it kind of does. So, Mark, you know it, man. I try to give people some space to figure it out on their own. But, you know, a little gentle nudging from the devil's advocates here and there.
I'm the gentle nudger. I call it the velvet hammer.
Never hurt anybody. Thanks for the call, Mark. Have a great weekend. 844-967-2789. Dom McCrute, Devil's Advocates at Buzzard Billy's downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin. Oktoberfest, the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Taking your calls up to the top of the hour. Joanne from Madison, you will be next. Welcome, Joanne. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joanne.
Yes, I think everyone should be listening to Mike the Pizza Box Man. And his show at 7 o'clock. So I'm going to put a quick plug. But we also need to be more concerned about the UW system's future because so many of the campuses are undergoing financial stress. And unless we all get together, so many of us benefit from the institutions that are out there, if not just the healthcare systems and all of that and the research that is produced. We need to keep this on the front burner, although the federal issues are, of course, on everybody's mind because of the shutdown. So thank you so much. Yeah. Great show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thank you for listening. Joanne from Madison. Weren't you talking, Crudy, on a ride up here, lamenting the fact some of the righties just rip it on the UW systems?
It was actually Dan O'Donnell, and I don't have a lot of respect for the man, as you well know, but he was specifically ripping on UW Oshkosh, which finds itself, and I believe it's an $18 million annual funding deficit. They've seen a decrease in student enrollment post-pandemic. And, of course, Republicans from the state of Wisconsin, despite a massive budget surplus, refuse to fund our universities. And the specific case I heard Dan talking about was the Women's Health Clinic at UW Oshkosh. And he's listing out the number of activities they're doing to try and educate the kids. They're trying to educate the kids. And in doing so, they've got all kinds of activities. Everything's from, like, STD, sexually transmitted disease prevention, things of that nature. And Dan O'Donnell's railing on this group. Oh, who needs that? I'm thinking, were you never a co-ed, man? This is viable invaluable information. How to not get a venereal disease in college? You know, because a lot of kids come here with a lot of misconceptions about sex and the birds and the bees, let's just say.
Right.
And you throw in an Oktoberfest weekend, a lot of behaviors going on. You know, the cops keep checking in on us, Dom. I don't know why we draw their attention such.
Well, you know, and
must be our good looks.
And these aren't kids, man. These are young adults. Let's just be very clear
young
about
adults.
That. And they're taking and they're either going into debt or they're funding their own money for these programs. And no doubt about it, man. You gotta stay with the times, you gotta go with it. But you know, some funding from the state, appropriate funding. I mean, what is the contributions from the state done over the last 30 years?
Well,
decline. It's decline.
Absolutely, it's decline. The fact that the state provides 15% of the funding yet gets to direct the UW system is ludicrous in and of itself. How does the 15% shareholder get to run the whole system?
Just like the 15% of the mega crazies in the House get to hold the government hostage and shut it down.
Oh, by the way, Dan O'Donnell's greater point, rather than educating women on reproductive health issues, well, there's a great place for a funding cut. That and the DEI. Let's get rid of all those things because that won't really solve the problem that the Republicans could solve by just expending the dollars necessary. Properly fund our public education.
Culture
system.
Wars, Crudy. Culture wars. Folks, from the Devil's Advocates, one last segment, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and storms tonight, mostly cloudy, warmer in mid-60s tonight. Lingering rain tomorrow morning, then some sun and warmer for the afternoon, high mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s for Sunday, and staying warm on Monday, sunny near 80 and a little breezy. Right now it's 73.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
At the Devil's Party.
And we are back at the Devil's Party. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up, 844-967-2789.
I see drunk people.
Some great shirts around town, man.
A new friend, Jeff, from the credit union here in town, one of Dana's friends, he came by wearing the I See Drunk People t-shirt.
Oktoberfest 2023.
He says he breaks it out once a year. Dom, every time we come to town, we break out an old friend of ours. He seemingly is in the right place at the right time to join the party. He is our pal, John Larson. Call him Lar. Lar, last time we were here, you had ice cream out by the President of the United States.
It's incredible, the guys that you are able to hook into, you know. So, yeah, walked right around the corner from Shooters there, and boom, there's the President with a lot of armed people.
Yeah, lots of Secret Service.
Yes, a lot of Secret Service.
Didn't stop you from having a conversation with the governor of the state of Wisconsin?
No, we shared a little mint chocolate chip. It was good. It was good.
You
man
and
of the people
shared ice cream?
No, hell no, Trudy. I couldn't get within friggin' 50 feet of there.
Oh, well, I was going to say, Joe had strawberry and chocolate chip cookie dough, is my understanding. I don't know if Evers got any. He was in the back of the thing and had a run.
I think he stole some little kid's ice cream, if I remember right, but I don't know.
Hey, kid, give me that ice cream. John Larson, it is so great seeing you, brother. We went to college in this fair town, and you are famous for one unique reason, at least.
Well, I don't know if it's famous, but yeah, I was able to get back on the football field after a year and a half off when they had some injuries and stuff, and help the team with some kicking. So,
it was good. If I recall, John, I was a young Cubs sports reporter at the time,
yes.
And I remember Chris Schumacher, an All-American. He was playing safety. He was a kicker. He was a punter. And he got hurt. He blew out his ACL. And suddenly we're in a desperate straits here. UW-Lacrosse had, national championship-level teams damn near every year.
Yeah, for sure.
And we needed a kicker, and the call went out across campus.
Well, no, it was –
And a year and a half out of the sport, I would have guessed 20 years out looking at
Yeah, it was cool, man. I had Coach Herring in a football coaching theory class. And I said, hey, man, I heard you got some injuries. And he's like, yeah, do you think you still have any eligibility left? And I said, I think I've got 1 year. He goes, go down to the athletic director right now, see what's up. So, yeah, the next day I was on the practice field.
Why didn't you have, 5 years left? Where did you expend your eligibility?
Well, I was on the team on and off a little bit, just, again, struggling, being a kid. Going from the big pond or the little pond to the big pond and just got disappointed with not being the guy, kind of had some fun partying too, if I remember right.
I
think I was kind of partying a
little
bit.
I think you knew some guys.
And so we, you know, just things kind of changed. But the opportunity arose. It was kind of cool to get back out there and be with the guys, and they accepted me in, and that was cool. So, yeah.
Well, John, you had to earn that role, man. You had to go through tryouts, and I was there reporting on it. I remember shooting video. John, you were booting a lot of field goals.
Well, they wanted to make sure I wasn't just this, you know, fat bald guy standing there, you know, that said he could still do it, Crute. You know, I had to get
he actually had to show up and do it.
You know, John, so. Here's the amazing thing. You look just the same today, maybe minus a few gray beards, as you did when you kicked on the university field so many, many, what, like 25, 28, 29
30 years ago, man.
I think it's, you know, the beer and the booze, maybe the, like, you know, like, I don't know,
they have,
you know,
properly pickled you to perfection.
So
John, what was the longest field goal you kicked that year, because you became the kicker?
I'm not sure what
for
the
a division three powerhouse.
I'm not sure what the longest was, but I know my first kick was against Whitewater, and which is, you know, our huge rival, and I was just praying we scored first. I didn't want to have to kick a field goal to start, and of course we stalled out and I had to kick a field goal, and I made it. And that was big. And then
you remember every field goal?
No,
or miss?
Not everyone.
You remember every miss?
I do remember the playoff game against St. John's, and I kicked off, and the kid broke one down the far sideline, and he did like about 18 jimmies, you know, and I didn't fall for one of them, I think, because I'm that unathletic. But I'm not small. I mean, I'm, you know, 6 foot.
You're a strapping,
you know,
lad.
Yeah, you know, so, and I just got lucky, stuck my helmet in there, boom, hit him, ball flies out, fumble, we get it.
Nice.
And that was my shining moment of college football here. But now getting
the kicker forces a fumble.
Yeah.
Is your shining moment. Wait,
in,
come
in the,
on, man.
In the playoff game, yeah. That was
now,
cool.
John, were you on the championship team?
So academically ineligible.
Oh, yep.
So all you kids out there, go to your classes, get stuff done. I learned from my mistakes, you
certainly
know.
That year, so you made it all the way through, and then you couldn't play in the championship?
No, I couldn't play that year because I didn't take enough credits. I couldn't get up at 7:45 for my class that I wasn't interested in at all. I kind of blame it all on Dominic Salvia.
As do I. Dominic! Dominic!
But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, but the beautiful thing, we only got a couple minutes left. Yeah. You've come full circle. You are now coaching at UW-Lacrosse for kickers?
Yeah,
I
coach the kickers, punters, long snappers. I've been doing it for, this is my eighth season.
Wow.
Feel really fortunate. A great group of guys, great kids, great coaching staff. And, you know, to be able to, like you said, come full circle with that. And I think, you know, Crute, you said I look young. That might be why. You know, being
around
these
college
kids.
No, I didn't say you look young. I said you look like an old man then.
Oh, God.
He said you look the same.
I was looking good, bro.
You do look good. You look like you did in college, brother.
Now, I understand. Lacrosse is doing pretty well. Here are your Division III national-ranked local teams. Whitewater, the aforementioned, number 4 in the nation. River Falls, number 6. Osh Vegas, Oshkosh, number 20. Lacrosse, number 13. And you got a big game tomorrow against Stout Coach and Whitewater next week.
No doubt.
It's a big
run. We are entering the gauntlet. This is week one of the WIAC stuff. And, you know, I say the football season's just getting started. Yeah, we've played some great non-conference competition to get us ready. But, the WIAC is it's going to be an ass kicker.
It starts tomorrow. What time is the game?
2:00 at UWL. So, you know,
you're going to have some tickets for a couple of old friends.
Absolutely, boys.
We're not going to show up.
I know. But I do have them if you want to come.
All right.
I know you're not showing up. But it should be exciting after the parade. You know, get everybody up there. It was an awesome electric environment a couple weeks ago against Hardin-Simmons. So, yeah, it should be awesome.
Well, Lar, when you make it to the national championship game, then you got to have a couple of tickets for us. We'll be at that game. And if it all comes down to a field goal, Lar, we're going to either carry off or we're going to blame you for the failures. John Larson, never a failure, always a friend. Thanks for coming down to Buzzard Billy's.
Love you guys, man.
Stick around and party, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to game till 2 p.m. tomorrow. You're fine.
We'll get you home by noon.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you for listening. We're going to have a good time partying here in the third CD in Lacrosse in God's country. Thank you to our fine guests. They included Brad Path and William Garcia. Thank you all for listening. Now stick around, Maggie Dawn, then Pizza Box Mike, outside the Pizza Box, high school football all across the state kicking off. Go Eagles, our yeah, alma
baby.
Mater.
Yeah, baby.
You did graduate, right, John?
Hell yeah.
Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And stream.